Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Randy McMichael. Randy, it's a Friday, man. I'm pretty sure I know the answer to this already. But how you doing,
what's
man?
Man, what's happening, man? It is a Funk Friday here on the Midday Show. It is a big time football weekend in college. Obviously, not a redemption, but hopefully a bounce back game for the Atlanta Falcons. The Braves are closing out their season, which is still crazy to me. I know I just listened to the update. You know, get to see my man Charlie one more time, but yeah, man, it's all good over here. And also the Ryder Cup's on. We know how you feel, so we don't need you to go into your soliloquy of not rooting. Everything is cool, man. Yeah. But yeah, it's Friday, man. Even you can't mess up my mood today. But I know you'll try.
I'm gonna try. I got two and a half hours to do it.
I know you'll try, though.
We're gonna try. Last night, Week 4 got started in the NFL. Seahawks beat the Cardinals 23-20. 52-yard field goal, a walk off there for Myers. The illegal kickoff in terms of the landing spot.
I hate that damn rule. God, I hate that rule.
It's the only thing you couldn't do. With 28 seconds left, it was the only thing you couldn't do is give them the ball at the 40. What we're talking about is a kick that landed short of the landing zone by 1 yard.
That's it.
And he kicked it to the 21. I had to kick it to the 20. And unfortunately didn't get it there. They give great field position to the Seahawks right after they tied it up late. A big catch and throw, Sam Darnold to Jackson Smith and Jigba, 22 yards. They had to get a review, I guess, to see if he was inbounds, out of bounds, and they go ahead and win it from there.
Yeah, man. I mean, Jackson Smith and Jigba, he's a smooth cat, man. And that throw, first of all, the throw from Sam Darnold had a couple of throws last night.
That touchdown to Arroyo. Yeah,
unbelievable.
I think
throw.
It great was. Play call. Barner,
great,
sorry.
Great
Barner.
Play call also. But yeah, I mean, it sucks that it came down and been you getting the ball on the 40-yard line because of 1 yard.
1 yard.
Yeah, give Seattle. It's Thursday night. I sat up and watched all of this game. And, you know, Kyler Murray, I don't know whose fault it was on some of the – well, the first interception is all on Marvin Harris. You got to keep coming through that window. And that young brother, he's all the way in his head. You can just tell the way he's playing. He's too talented to be as inconsistent as he is. But all of that is in his head. But you got to come through that ball on that square end. But he did make up with it for a touchdown. And Arizona, they battled back and tried to win that football game. But, yeah. I mean, Sam Darnold's been playing pretty damn good. And then for their kicker who just missed the kick.
Missed the 53-yarder.
To make another one and then to have the confidence on to run the ball instead of maybe trying to get a little bit closer. They're trying to position the ball for him. And the way it came out, I thought it was no good.
It started swinging.
I thought it was no good. But obviously it went in. And Seattle's 3-1. 3-1 and 2-0 in the division and get a mini bye and everything. They're going to be a problem. I mean, I think the biggest thing with them is if Kenneth Walker got to stay healthy. He is their guy when they're running the football. And obviously they ran the ball 30-plus times last night. And so as long as he stays healthy and Sam Darnold can play within himself, Seattle's going to be all right because that defense is pretty good.
Yeah, and they got a couple of turnovers off Kyler Murray. Two interceptions, in fact. They also had six sacks of Kyler Murray. I want to go back to Harrison here. He finally gets that touchdown. It's a really nice catch. It's the sort of catch that reminds you why we believe he could be that sort of dude.
Against a really good player, too.
But it was the emotion, reaction, whatever you want to call it, after the kick. It just looked like it finally came off of his shoulders.
It was a thank you God moment.
It was a finally.
Yes. And you saw that. And, again, I think he's so talented. I just I think he has beaten himself up too much, and that's what happens. And, you know, it's a situation where when you have the pressure or the expectation that he has, not saying it's too big for him, but just, I mean, coming off last week, had a big drop against the 49ers. And then, you know, coming in early, the miscommunication between him and Kyler. Obviously, we talked about the interception. That's his fault. You can't.
Yeah.
And then the interception that came off his hands. You know, the one on the slant route, that comes off his hands. So, I mean, he's in a situation where both interceptions are on you. And so he was in his head big time, but the kid bounced
back.
That's
what I just keep hearing from different analysts is that he needs to play without thinking. It's just all in his head right now.
Just play.
Yeah. He's good enough, quick enough, fast enough, strong enough, athletic enough that if he can just stop thinking, he'll be that guy that obviously we all tend to believe he can be. That's what kicked off week four. Obviously, the big one here locally is going to be the Falcons as they welcome in the Washington Commanders. They head into the bye week on the other side. And I, you know, we're not going to do what we did yesterday in terms of that word we don't need to mention. Actually, there's a couple P words not to mention today.
Yeah.
Pistol.
Yeah.
Playoffs, like we're not going to get into either of those. Yeah. But I will say this. A win this week puts you at 2-2, Randy. And I think when you looked at your four-game schedule, it may have not been the two you thought you could have won, right? If I had circled these four games and said, I think they can go 2-2. You win at home against the Bucks, and you win on the road against the Panthers. You're going to lose Monday night Minnesota. Sunday night Minnesota, and you're going to lose this one. I think that's what I would have expected. I think that having the potential with a win here to get to 2-2 is something you would have taken.
I think, I mean, I think, you know, that's why I don't do win-loss.
Right,
that,
of course.
That crap that people like to hold as the gospel. I mean, they have an opportunity to, you know, more than anything, like you said, be 500 going into their bye week. But more importantly, you have an opportunity to get that nasty taste out your mouth, get that national stain out your off your brand for this week. It doesn't look to me anything can happen Sunday. You wake up Monday because he still has today, tomorrow, and Sunday morning to be ready. Possibly is you don't know what the Washington quarterback situation is.
He looks real.
He looked real gingerly. And so it's a possibility that he might not play this game. So you gotta, you know who your opponent is. I mean, they played against Marcus before. Marcus, you know, you gotta eliminate those runs, eliminate those broken plays because he is still a capable runner in this league, and he can spin it and everything. They've been running the ball a lot lately. Ran the ball really well last week against Vegas, but I think
the Falcons, Kroski Merritt didn't practice yesterday.
And that's another,
either.
And so they're in a situation where if they got to rely solely on Marcus Mariota to win this football game, you can't let that happen.
This is a team, and again, to your point, we don't know what's going to happen Sunday morning. Who's going to go? They could be without QB1, without wide receiver 1. And potentially without who is currently running back 1, you know, obviously Eckler also hurt, so what would have been their top 2 running back. There's potential of that, but that doesn't mean that they can't get you. You know, the one thing I want to see here, Randy, and we'll get into our keys to the game at 1:20. We're going to talk about Georgia quite a bit at 1 o'clock and later this hour as Roddy Nabalsi joins us in the middle hour as well. They talked about like this wanting to be a team that runs the ball, and one of the big issues was this lack of identity for the Falcons over these first 3 games.
Right.
And to a point, sure, you can kind of make some arguments that game situation affected that, but I really don't buy that. I just don't think you ever went in with a mindset week 3 that we're going to run the ball and we're going to do this and that. I want to see that. I want to see this team work towards devoting themselves to the run, sticking with the run, and then finding something in the pass game off of the run. I didn't feel that way week 3.
Well, I didn't either. And I think, you know, we've already talked about acknowledging them as far as the carries and the things like that. I don't think the game was too far to reach to continue to run the football. But if that's where they want to go with that game, is gone now. But they do need to establish the run because the young quarterback is struggling, and they got to play better around him. And he is, you know, he knows this. I know, you know, said we're going to flip the script and all that. All right, show me. I mean, that's where I'm at. You know, show me. You make the change with the wide receiver position. Show me, because I do believe this team is too talented, especially on the outside. They have plenty of weapons to be able to be successful. But they have got to get open for him, and he's got to make the plays, got to make the throws. But it's going to start with Bijan. It's going to start with Tyler Algiers. They've got to run the ball. They need to be somewhere around 30 damn carries in this game, 30 or more carries in this game. I think that's going to help them. That's going to help Michael Penix. And it's going to, you know, it's going to reestablish what you say you want your identity to be. If you
listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The ball that many times, because right now, I mean, Bijan's averaging 5 damn yards a carry. That means that you need to give him the ball even more. And right
and
now,
maybe not just one for Algiers,
and please not one for Algiers. But it's usually the case when the run game is going, he's going too.
Yeah,
when their run game is looking the way it looks, he's above 10 carries, and so you got to figure out a way to get that done. And you know, Michael, we'll speak more on Michael. Michael's at 58% right now completion percentage. You can't win football games like that. You can't win in this league like that. And so he's got to go out, and Zach's got to find a way to get him some easier throws early to get him in a better rhythm, and they've got to execute. I know you said yesterday, I would love to see them hit a big play this game. They have not hit any big pass plays, mainly because
I think they're
going to
throw a deep play one, by the way.
Maybe because of how the safeties are playing them, but they got to find some explosiveness in this pass game. But more important, they got to get some consistency in this pass game.
And here's the other thing, and if you want to talk about Michael Penix going up to the guys on defense and saying, hey, I need to be better, both in game week 3 and over the course of this week, that's all fine.
Yeah.
Talking about being better and being better are not the same thing. And it was such a he was such a broken quarterback in that one game. I'm not saying him overall, but in that game, everything was off, right? And we talked about it mechanically, his reads, whatever. It was off. You're talking about I need to be better, and that's fine. Let's be better. And I think everything you said is accurate, Randy. You could be better by getting things going for Bijan Robinson, not just in the run game, but also some easy passes to get Bijan the ball in space, let him do his thing, make it easy for Penix, and then, yes, find something over the top, ideally. I think they're going deep first play. I think we've seen Zach Robinson do this before where there's just a mountain of criticism,
right?
And then he just comes out and is like, all right, you think we don't throw the ball deep? Here's me throwing. So I think they're going deep play one, maybe play two. Like I just expect that. So we'll see how it comes out.
Is it possible?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.